morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from the museum. You know, the brick red building with wagon wheels in the windows. What's in that building? Where does the stuff come from? Do you buy it? Do you sell it? The building is now primarily the domicile of history as it relates to the Lake Chelan Valley and surrounds, where one can engage in the study of past events, especially as they relate to trends of public or human events. Part of the building, however, is used for other purposes. The basement is divided into two parts. One half contains displays of various themes. These have been worked on systematically to make them more attractive and interesting as items are added to our collections. The other half of the lower level is devoted to workspace, storage of valuable documents and rare items, as well as mechanical machinery, etc. The second story houses a dance studio and commercial office space, while the main floor is devoted to the main operations of the museum. There is a reception and work area, an office area, plus the major displays of historical interest. There are collections of photos for view and purchase, family histories, obituaries, newspapers dating back to the 1800s. There are historical accounts and displays of projects, people, mining, logging, forestry, fires, boats, businesses, education, local politics, and more. For children and adults, there are treasure hunts, and for a penny, one can learn their weight and fortune. On the lower level, try on period hats and admire oneself in the mirror. There is a gift store with book titles such as Lake Chelan, the Most Beautiful Lake in the World, The Stehekin We Remember, Lake Chelan in the 1890s, The Homesteaders of Chelan, The Holden Copper Mine, Stehekin Glimpses of the Past, Wapato Heritage, Colorful Lake Chelan, Lake Chelan's Union Valley, At Home in the Woods, and others. Dozens of apple box labels dating back to the 40s can be purchased. Many, many fascinating historical photos taken by the renowned photographer L.D. Linsley can be perused and or purchased. Prints of his work can be seen in many of Chelan's downtown businesses. Admission is free to the museum, but donations are encouraged as they are critical to help manage the operation of the Lake Chelan Historical Society. That's it for today.